Hey there, welcome to episode 14 of Busy Kids Love Music, a podcast for music-loving families. I'm Carly Seifert, I'm the creator of Busy Kids Do Piano, and I'm so happy to have you joining me today. The month of February is Black History Month. It's a time to center and celebrate the culture and contributions of African Americans from the past to the present. With that in mind, today we are going to focus on a couple of musical styles that are deeply rooted in the traditions of the African American church, African American spirituals and gospel music. The roots of gospel music are not well documented, as early recordings were lost and stories behind the songs weren't written down. But we can trace American gospel music back to the 17th century with songs often referred to as African American spirituals. Because it was against the law at that time to teach an enslaved African person how to read or write, call and response spirituals, where one person sings a solo and the group follows, were very popular because they gave everyone the chance to participate in worship. Listen to this example of a call and response spiritual.
Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home.
I love the Jordan, and what did I see?
Coming for to carry me home.
A band of angels coming after me.
Coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot.
Many of the words of spirituals during this time reflected the sorrow and sadness of enslaved people about being held in captivity and bondage, and they express a deep longing for heaven. As enslaved people heard Christian hymns, they began to see parallels with their own experiences and stories from the Bible, such as the Jewish people's captivity in Babylon. Some spiritual songs are believed to have contained coded messages about escape using the Underground Railroad, or messages to notify others about camp meetings, which were gatherings where slaves would come together to worship and commune. One such spiritual is Deep River, which some believe contained a coded message about a camp meeting along the Ohio River. Now, regardless of whether or not the spiritual actually contains a coded message, the lyrics share how the singer is looking forward to heaven where he would truly be set free. Following the emancipation of the enslaved in the South, Fisk University in Nashville sent its all-black choir of 9 men and 5 women on a world tour to raise funds for educating newly freed slaves in Tennessee and beyond. This group was called the Fisk Jubilee Singers, and they sang spirituals such as Deep River in parts of the U.S. and even Europe to people who had never heard this type of music before. Spirituals became a popular type of song as more audiences became aware of it. In the water, children wading in the water, God's gonna trouble the water. In the 20th century, a new style of music sort of evolved from these spirituals into something that we call gospel music. Horace Clarence Boyer, a teacher, historian, and entertainer, says that, quote, spirituals spoke to the community, gospel speaks to one person. Thomas Andrew Dorsey, who was born in 1899 and died in 1993, was known as the father of gospel music. His best-known work, Precious Lord, Take My Hand, was performed by famous gospel singer Mahalia Jackson and was a favorite of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Dorsey wrote this gospel song after his own wife died during childbirth. Precious Lord, take my hand. Dorsey formulated the style of gospel music, where he combined Christian praise with rhythms of jazz and blues. He founded the first black gospel music publishing company called Dorsey House of Music. His gospel works are in the hymnals of nearly all English-speaking churches worldwide. Check out full-length videos of the songs you heard in today's episode. Visit my show notes at busykidsdopiano.com/podcast/14. I'll also share with you links to additional performances of African-American spirituals and gospel songs for you to listen to on my listening calendar until our next episode of Busy Kids Love Music airs in 2 weeks. And you'll find all that again at busykidsdopiano.com/podcast/14. Thanks so much for joining me today for this tiny glimpse of some of the musical contributions of African Americans in celebration of Black History Month. I look forward to connecting with you again in 2 weeks on Busy Kids Love Music. Bye for now.